the name of the Father, and of the Son, and of the Holy Ghost. Amen. Hail Mary, full of grace. The Lord is with thee. Blessed art thou among women, and blessed is the fruit of thy womb, Jesus. Eternal rest grant unto her, O Lord. May her soul and all of the souls of the faithful departed, through the mercy of God, rest in peace. I would like to offer my sincerest condolences, first of all, to the children of our beloved departed, Mrs. Pauline McDonald, to Pat and Chuck, Steve, Sean, Mary, Colleen, Anna, and Bridget, to your spouses, to the grandchildren, great-grandchildren, relatives, friends, and also to the fellow parishioners of Pauline McDonald. For my part, I would like to say that it is truly a great honor and privilege for me to be able to have officiated not only at the funeral of Mr. Chuck McDonald, but now his dear wife, Mrs. Pauline McDonald. They were father and mother images, I believe, to many, and I among them. And I sense the loss of a mother today. And I must say also that Mr. and Mrs. McDonald, they were among the finest Catholics that I have ever had the privilege to know. They knew me growing up as a boy, and I had the honor of being pastor for them, and it's, believe me, that's quite the change from the little boy looking up to them and them coming in their such Catholic way, say, Father, and looking up to me and the holy priesthood, which I've been blessed with. So it's really quite a change there, but nevertheless, it's so special. My dear family and dear brethren, we do mourn her loss. But let us remember that her shining example will always be in our memory. This is the special lady who raised a family, who provided for them in every way needed, who imparted many a spiritual lesson to them. She most certainly fulfilled her calling to the state of matrimony. And then we have the shining example of her prayer life. When I think of prayer and Mrs. McDonald, I think that it came so naturally to her. It was to her like breathing. And we know that the body cannot survive without breathing, and the saints tell us we need to pray just like it's the breath of our soul, and certainly was true in her case. Prayer was so natural, or you might even put it, or the supernatural became natural to her. She had a union with God, with Holy Mother Mary, with the angels, with the saints, that was seemed to be always there. She had a holy connection. And I think that's such a special lesson for us. How to have that. Do we wish to have that? We will have it through prayer. And as we devote ourselves to prayer, my dear brethren, it becomes more natural to us. It becomes more part of us. This was the wonderful lady that would pray hour after hour after hour. And we'll only know in the next life all the good, the tremendous good that all of that prayer accomplished. We cannot help but think of her devotion to the dying. How she made it a point in her life, when somebody was nearing his or her end, to go be with that person and to pray hour after hour after hour. How do we fill those shoes? Those are hard shoes to fill. Somebody who was indeed a prayer warrior and helped so many to make their transition to eternity. That was just one of the spiritual focuses of her prayers. Not to mention how much she helped the living and prayed for so many other intentions. And I know that there were times, well, we actually began revived a guild, I should say, the Mater Dolorosa Guild, of just going and praying with people that are nearing their end. And she agreed to chair that guild, and she was going to lead it by example. I'll be there. You'll know I'll be there. What an edification. Even if she didn't know that person, she made it a point to be there. Well, as we know, what goes around does come around. And in her dying, she miraculously survived for some 8 hours. She had told me about a year and a half ago that she had a bulging aorta, or a bulge in that vein, or that, yes, the vein that's very close to the heart. And she said, Father, when it bursts or leaks, it will be very quick. So she lived very much prepared for death, knowing that it could happen at any time. Well, that time came Monday morning, around 2 o'clock in the morning, and she shouldn't have lasted. But last she did, for some 8 hours, so that her family could all make a special connection with her before she departed from this life. Not just one, but two priests visited her. I was privileged to be there and to pray all the 15 decades of the rosary. Father Oswald had given her the sacramental blessings and the sacraments that she needed. And I think that we saw a miracle happen. And it was so beautiful to see the family making its connection with her. Did God not take care of her in her dying hours? He most certainly did. He rewarded her. He helped ease her transition from this life to the next. How fitting it was, that the Rosary of Roses was on her casket last night and on her casket this morning. It was so emblematic of her prayer, of her inspiring, beautiful prayer life. She had the rosary in her hand. God only knows how many times those beads slipped through her fingers. And the guardian angel was counting up for her heavenly glory all of the merit of those rosaries, devoutly said. My dear brethren, let us not forget about the power of the rosary. It is so great that the saints call it a great sign of predestination. St. Louis Marie de Montfort says, I know a few signs that are so encouraging, that are such a sign of a person being predestined and will save his soul or her soul one day, than to love the Hail Mary. She did. And I had a thought as I was leaving from last night, as we hundreds of us prayed the rosary for her, that if we persevere in praying that rosary, you know what? We will be reunited in heaven. That's the power of the rosary, the power of the Our Father and Hail Mary. And whatever changes we have to do, it will lead us there. It will help us. So, my dear brethren, let us most certainly hold on to our rosaries. Let us pray our rosaries daily. Make that our goal, to pray the Holy Rosary every day. And it will help us. And not only that, it brings peace upon the world. It was the very thing Our Lady came at Fatima to say, pray the rosary for world peace. And she came in the throes of the worst war that the world had ever seen at that time. There's the solution. There's the answer. There's the divine mechanism to bring grace and blessings upon us and upon the rest of the world. The rosary, how wonderful this sacramental given to us by the Church. And at the time of people's passing, I cannot help but think of how well Holy Mother Church provides for us, not only giving the sacramentals, the brown scapular. Remember that promise? Whoever dies devoutly wearing the scapular will not suffer the fires of hell. The promise is attached to the rosary. But then our Lord, through the instrumentality of the priest, gives the sacraments that so much strengthen and comfort us in our needs throughout life, especially at the hour of death. It reminds me of that wonderful axiom that exists in theology: the salvation of souls is the supreme law. That is the highest thing in the Church's daily consideration, how to help people grow in and persevere and even regain the life of grace. Holy Mother Church does whatever it takes, besides, as I said, the sacramentals, but to provide the sacraments, which is our Lord Jesus Christ Himself ministering to the soul of the person departed, or the person in life, and of course the person in dying and the person departed. So, my dear brethren, we lay to rest today an Irish mother, born in County Mayo, Ireland, the land of St. Patrick. She was daughter not only of her parents, but I believe a most worthy spiritual daughter of her country's patron, St. Patrick. Is she not the kind of Catholic that St. Patrick would be so proud of and would claim as his own spiritual daughter? Did she not fully live that precious holy Catholic faith to the spread of which St. Patrick gave his whole life? A daughter of Aaron. Well, how beautiful her Catholic faith lived in her daily life. We all know how Irish she was, and we loved her for it. I'll never forget her Irish soda bread. It's the best I've ever had. And she gave it to so many. You know, that love just poured out of her heart to everybody. It's always that kind word, that help, assurance of prayer, Irish soda bread when needed. Here, I gladly give it to you. And if there's ever a time when I think of the truth of that phrase, when Irish eyes are smiling, the blue eyes of Pauline always come to my mind. So let us be grateful to God for the graces that He gave her, grace as he poured out upon her, beginning with her baptism in her native land and her confirmation, First Holy Communion. She came to this country. God continued to pour out his graces on her, and she cooperated with them. And we are, though sorrowfully, yet gratefully, remembering it today. What God's grace accomplishes through those who cooperate with it, and she most certainly did. We are witnesses of her humility, her charity, her good works, her prayer. We will never forget that. And even, my dear brethren, as we reflect upon all these graces that were poured out upon her, let us not fall into an error. And the error, I believe, is to just assume that she needs no further help, so therefore no more prayers and good deeds and masses we offer for her. It was the words of St. Francis de Sales himself who said, "I fear the good opinion that people have of me. The better that opinion is, the more they're going to leave me to languish in purgatory." Now, who knows but God? But still, can we not be devoted to the holy souls? And I know Mrs. McDonald certainly was. And even if somebody doesn't need our prayers, the masses that were offered, our good works, the sacrifices we offer up, it goes to some other soul that needs it and will be eternally grateful to us for that. So let our devotion to the holy souls not diminish. We are always reminded of that at every passing, at every burial, and let us be sure that we always stay strong in that. I would like to finish with a poem. And it's not an overtly religious poem, but I think it's profound enough that I would like to share it with you. And I believe there are deep spiritual lessons in it. And to me, it speaks to who Mrs. Pauline McDonald was. And it speaks to me of God's grace in her life with which she cooperated. And we hope for and expect a very great reward for her. The title of this poem is "The Little Irish Mother." It's by John O'Brien. And I'd like to read it with a couple of slight adaptations. Have you seen the tidy cottage in the straggling dusty street where the roses swing their censers by the door? Have you heard the happy prattle and the tramp of tiny feet as the sturdy youngsters romp around the floor? Do you wonder why the sparrow comes to sing his sweetest song? Did the subtle charm of home upon you fall? Did you puzzle why it haunted you the while you passed along? There is a little Irish mother there, that's all. There's a little Irish mother, and her head is bowed and gray, and she's lonesome when the evening shadows fall. Near the fire she do be thinking, all the children are away, and their silent pictures watch her from the wall. For the world has claimed them from her. They are men and women now. In their thinning hair, the telltale silver gleams. But she runs her fingers, dozing over a tousled baby brow. It is little Con or Bridgie in her dreams. There's a little Irish mother sleeping softly now at last, where the tangled grass is creeping all around, and the bones of unseen heroes troop about her from the past, while the moonlight scatters diamonds on the mound. And an Irish man is toiling in the world of busy men, where the strife and sordid grinding cramp and kill. But his eyes are sometimes misted, and his heart grows brave again. She's the little Irish mother to him still. When the last accounts are settled and the balancing of to be, and our idols on the rubbish heap are hurled, then God shall call to honor, not the stars, it seems to me, who have posed beneath the footlights of the world, but the king shall doff his purple, and the queen lay aside her crown, and the great ones of the earth shall stand aside, while a little Irish mother, in her tattered, faded gown, shall receive the crown too long to her denied. Rest in peace, Mrs. Pauline MacDonald.